Pre-trip inspection practice test number 1 part 2. Question number 26. Failure to perform all three components of the air brake check correctly will result in automatic failure of the vehicle inspection test, immediate deduction of 10 points, driver must start pre-trip from the beginning, or none of the above. The answer is A, automatic failure of the vehicle inspection test. Under air brake check, air brake equipped vehicles only, of course, failure to perform all three components of the air brake check correctly will result in an automatic failure of the vehicle inspection test. Question number 27. During the first component of the air brake check, you must fully apply foot brake and hold it for 1 minute, seeing if air pressure drops more than 3 pounds in 1 minute for a single vehicle. Hold it for 1 minute, seeing if air pressure drops more than 4 pounds in 1 minute for a combination vehicle. Both A and B, or none of the above. The answer is C, which is both the first two, A and B. In the air brake check section, the proper procedures for inspecting the air brake system are as follows. And it talks about building up the air pressure, then holding the foot brake for 1 minute. Then check the air gauge to see if the air pressure drops more than 3 pounds in 1 minute for a single vehicle, which was A, and or 4 pounds in 1 minute for a combination vehicle, which is B. The answer is C, A and B. Question number 28. During the second component of the air brake check, turn electrical power on and begin fanning off the air pressure by rapidly applying and releasing the foot brake. Tractor protection valve in combination vehicles and parking brake valve should pop out before air pressure drops below 60 psi, or low air warning devices, buzzer, light, flag should activate before air pressure drops below 60 psi, or check spring mounts for cracked or broken spring hangers, missing or damaged bushings, broken or missing bolts, or none of the above. The answer is B. Low air warning devices, buzzer, light, or flag should activate before air pressure drops below 60 psi, which comes from here in the air brake check. Without restarting the engine, turn electrical power to the on or battery charge position. Begin fanning off the air pressure by rapidly applying and releasing the foot brake. The key part here, the answer is low air warning devices, buzzer, light, or flag should activate before air pressure drops below 60 psi or a level specified by the manufacturer. Question number 29. During the third component of the air brake check on a tractor-trailer combination vehicle, the tractor protection valve and parking brake valve should close or pop out at approximately 40 psi, 60 psi, never, or immediately after the low air warning devices activate. The answer is A, 40 psi. Third component, continue to fan off the air pressure at approximately 40 psi on a tractor-trailer combination vehicle, or level specified by the manufacturer. The tractor protection valve and parking brake valve should close or pop out. Question 30. Which of the following are not mandatory emergency equipment? Spare electrical fuses, unless vehicle has circuit breakers. Properly charged and rated fire extinguisher. Tire changing equipment. Or 3 red reflective triangles, 6 fusees, or 3 liquid burning flares. The answer is C, tire changing equipment. Has a list of emergency equipment right here, and it has check for spare electrical fuses, which was A, check for 3 red reflective triangles, 6 fusees, or 3 liquid burning flares, which was D, and check for properly charged and rated fire extinguisher, which was B, but not listed here is tire changing equipment under mandatory emergency equipment. So it's C, tire changing equipment. Question number 31. For manual slack adjusters, the brake push rod should not move more than 1 inch with the brakes released when pulled by hand, 1 to 2 inches with the brake set, no movement is allowed or all vehicles built since 1994 have automatic slack adjusters and don't require checking. The answer is A, 1 inch with the brakes released when pulled by hand. There are 11.2.3 brakes and there are slack adjusters and push rods. For manual slack adjusters, the brake push rod should not move more than 1 inch with the brakes released when pulled by hand. Question 32. What releases the fifth wheel locking jaw so the trailer can be uncoupled? The apron, the release arm, locking pins, or drawbar? The answer is B, release arm. This is under 11.2.7 tractor and coupling. Downwards talks about the release arm, fifth wheel. If equipped, make sure the release arm is in the engaged position and the safety latch is in place. It does not explicitly say that the trailer can be uncoupled this way and talk about the locking jaw, but this is what's happening. This release arm releases the fifth wheel locking jaw so that the trailer can then be uncoupled. Question number 33. When checking the landing gear of the trailer when tractor is connected, make sure it is down and handle secure, raised and handle hanging, raised and handle secure, or halfway down and low gear engaged. Make sure to see raised and handle secure. Under the section on 7.3, inspecting doubles and triples in more information, landing gear, make sure it is fully raised, no missing parts, not bent or otherwise damaged, and the crank handle in place and secured. Question 34. There should be a minimum tread depth of 2/32 of an inch for steering axle tires, spare tires, non-drive axle tires, or non-steer axle tires. The answer is D, non-steer axle tires. In the section 11.2.4 under tires, the following items must be inspected on every tire. Tread depth, check for minimum tread depth 4/32 on steering axle tires and 2/32 of an inch on all other tires. So non-steer axle tires need to have a minimum tread depth of 2/32 of an inch. Question number 35. This system should be checked for damage and signs of leak such as rust or carbon soot, exhaust, coupling, suspension, or none of the above. The answer is A, the exhaust system. Under the exhaust system, under 11.2.5 side of the vehicle, and under the exhaust system of that section, check system for damage and signs of leaks such as rust or carbon soot. Question number 36. What should you check so that it is solid, clear of objects, and securely bolted to the tractor frame? The platform, the apron, the kingpin, or the catwalk? The answer is D, catwalk. In 11.2.7, section under tractor coupling and catwalk steps, check that the catwalk is solid, clear of objects, and securely bolted to the tractor frame. So D, catwalk, is correct. Question number 37. When inspecting for cracks, broken welds, holes, or other damage to the longitudinal frame member, cross members, box, and floor, you are inspecting the frame, the catwalk, the platform, or the fuel tank. The answer is A, frame. 11.4.2, the side of the trailer. Under the section on frame, look for cracks, broken welds, holes, or other damage to the frame, cross members, box, and floor. Question number 38. Connecting links, arms, and rods from this steering box to the wheel are part of this: power steering fluid, steering play, steering box, or steering linkage. The answer is D, steering linkage. 11.2, external inspection. 11.2.1, steering linkage. See that connecting links, arms, and rods from the steering box to the wheel are not worn or cracked. Number 39, what should not be bent, damaged, or rusted through and should be evenly centered with the dual wheels and tires evenly separated? the spacers or bud spacing, lug nuts, rims, or all of the above? The answer is A, spacers or bud spacing. 2.4, wheels. Section on spacers or bud spacing. If equipped, check that spacers are not bent, damaged, or rusted through. It also says spacers should be evenly centered with the dual wheels and tires evenly separated. So A, spacers or bud spacing is the correct answer. Question number 40. What is the minimum tread depth for the steering axle tires? 2/32, 4/32, 16 millimeters, or none of the above? The answer is B, 4/32. In 11.2.4, wheels, and then under the heading tires, the following items must be inspected on every tire. Tread depth. Check for minimum tread depth, and it says 4/32 on steering axle tire and 2/32 on all other tires. So for the steering axle tire, 4/32, B is correct. Question 41. Check that this is secured, caps are on tight, and has no leaks from the tanks or lines, exhaust system, air compressor, water pump, or fuel tank. The answer is D, fuel tank. Under 11.2.5, side of vehicle and fuel tank, check that tanks are secure, cap or caps are tight, and that there are no leaks from the tank or tanks or lines. Question number 42. For manual slack adjusters, what must you check that doesn't move more than 1 inch with the brakes released when pulled by hand? Brake linings, brake push rod, brake chambers, or shock absorbers? The answer is B, brake push rod. Under 11.2.3, brakes, slack adjusters, and push rods, look for broken, loose, or missing parts. And for manual slack adjusters, the brake push rod should not move more than 1 inch with the brakes released when pulled by hand. Question number 43. What, where visible, should not be worn dangerously thin? Brake linings, brake chambers, brake hose or lines, or all of the above? The answer is A, brake linings should not be worn dangerously thin. 7.2.3, brakes and brake hoses and lines, look for crack, worn, or leaking hoses, lines, and couplings. Last part, under brake linings, on some brake drums, there are openings where the brake linings can be seen from outside the drum. For this type of drum, check that a visible amount of brake lining is showing. Question number 44. What must not be cut, chafed, spliced, or worn? No steel braid shows through. Locking jaws, air or electric lines, splash guards, or doors, tires, and lifts? The answer is B, air or electric lines. Under 11.2.7, tractor coupling, air electric lines. Listen for air leaks. Check that air hoses and electrical lines are not cut, chafed, spliced, or worn. Steel braid should not show through. Number 45. Which of the following does not get checked at the side of the trailer? Landing gear, frame, tandem release arm or locking pins, and air or electrical connections? The answer is air, electrical connections. Does not get checked at the side of the trailer. 11.4.2, side of the trailer. It talks about the landing gear getting checked. It talks about the frame getting checked, as well as the tandem release arm locking pins. It does not talk about the air or electrical connections getting checked at the side of the trailer, because they don't. To be more clear, air and electrical connections don't get checked at the side of the trailer. They get checked at the front of the trailer. Question number 46. What should you check to see that it is secure, free of damage, and strong enough to contain cargo, if equipped? The platform, the landing gear, the catwalk, or the header board? The answer is D, the header board. Under 11.4.1, the front of the trailer, the header board. If equipped, check the header board to see that it is secure, free of damage, and strong enough to contain cargo. Question 47. Check that this is fully raised, has no missing parts, Crank handle is secure and the support frame is not damaged. The landing gear, the stop arm, the tandem release arm, or the doors, ties, and lifts. Answers A, landing gear. 11.4.2, side of the trailer, landing gear. Check that the landing gear is fully raised, has no missing parts, crank handle is secure, and the support frame is not damaged. So A, landing gear is correct. Question number 48, which is not checked at the rear of the trailer? Splash guards, back doors, DOT bumper. Check to make sure torsion bars and or arms are properly lubricated. The answer is D. Check to make sure torsion bars and or arms are properly lubricated. Now first, in 11.2.2 on suspension, it does mention the torsion bars, if a vehicle is equipped with them. Check they're not damaged and are mounted securely, but definitely not that they are properly lubricated. Furthermore, in 11.2.6, at the rear of the vehicle, which we're talking about, which are things are not checked at the rear of the vehicle, the splash guards are mentioned, so it's not A. The doors, ties, and lifts are mentioned. And back doors is mentioned, which is not B. C is the only thing here is not covered, the DOT bumper. But it is at the back rear of the trailer and does need to be checked. That's why D, checking to make sure that torsion bars and or arms are properly lubricated, is the correct answer. That does not get checked at the rear of the trailer. Question number 49. What is the sliding mechanism and locking device for tandem axles on trailers? Tandem release arm, locking pins, suspension system, frame, or landing gear? Answers A, tandem release arm, locking pins. And this one's pretty self-explanatory. The tandem release arm locking pins is under the section under 11.4.2, side of the trailer. And under tandem release arm locking pins, if equipped, make sure the locking pins are locked in place and release arm is secure. So know that the tandem release arm is the sliding mechanism and locking device for tandem axles on trailers. Number 50. What do you inspect to make sure all are present, free of cracks and distortions, and show no signs of looseness such as rust, trails, or shiny threads? Lug nuts, spacers, rims, or none of the above? The answer is A, lug nuts. This comes from the section under wheels. In 11.2.4, under section under wheels and lug nuts, check that all lug nuts are present, free of cracks and distortion, and show no signs of looseness such as rust, trails, or shiny threads. So the answer is A, lug nuts.